Most men don't lack the will to try. They lack the quick habit to fix when they slip. That's the strength test. How you repair, not how you pretend you never broke.
Here's the problem. Small compromises compound. One missed promise, one delayed reply, a cut corner at work. They pile up until your reputation and self-trust are quietly eroded. Repair is the tool that stops the erosion before it becomes an identity crack.
I like that. Small stuff matters. You don't need a dramatic apology every time. You need a quick, clean fix that actually restores things. That's what keeps it from getting worse.
The frame I call the quiet repair is three steps. Own it, make it right, recommit. Three short moves. No drama, no moralizing. The aim is to restore credibility to others and to yourself.
Step one, own it. Two sentences, clear and neutral. Say the facts. Accept responsibility, then stop talking. Exact script, direct version. I missed that. I take responsibility, and I'll correct it. Use this at work, or when a short admission is enough to reset the situation.
If you want a softer tone, measured version, try, "That was my mistake. I'll make it right and follow up." It's the same idea, a different cadence. I've said the blunt one and then the softer one, depending on who I'm talking to.
And for private slips, when you're admitting something to yourself or your partner in a low moment, use the private line. I slipped. I'm fixing it now. Short, honest, no confessional drama. That ends the moral load and moves to action.
Step two. Make it right. This is one small corrective action that actually closes the gap. Work example. If you missed a deadline, send a concise update and an immediate corrective deliverable, not excuses. Say, "I missed the deadline. Here's the corrected file and my revised timeline." Then deliver.
Home example, I'll use my favorite short confession. I screwed that up. Then I follow with one fix. Say you forgot to pick up the kid. Call, apologize, and offer an immediate solution. I'll pick him up now and adjust my schedule so this doesn't repeat. That's small, but it repairs trust faster than a long explanation.
Public slip. Something said online or in a crowd. The corrective is also small and measurable. Post a concise correction or a direct message, then step back. Example wording. That was incorrect. I corrected it here, and I take responsibility. Make the correction visible where the error was made.
Step three. Recommit. One line to hold for the next 24 hours that reframes your behavior. It's not a sermon. It's a lens for your next 24 hours that prevents a repeat. Work. Today I deliver on time, or I do not promise. Home. Today I show up when I say I will. Private. Today I act before I make an excuse.
Those are easy to remember. Short, rule-like. You can carry one line in your head, and it changes how you handle the next moment. It's practical discipline, not a lecture.
Now, a 60-second rehearsal. You can run tonight. Say each line aloud, steady, and finish with the recommit. Use whichever tonal variant fits the situation. Direct, measured, or private. Rehearse like this. I missed that. I take responsibility, and I'll correct it. Here's what I'm doing right now to fix it. State action. Today, I will. One line standard. I missed that. I take responsibility, and I'll correct it. Here's what I'm doing right now to fix it. State option. Today, I will. One line standard.
Practice it out loud. Sounds odd at first, but it makes the words natural when the moment comes. If you want, set a nightly alarm for 7 days and run that rehearsal once each evening. That's your micro trial.
The 7-day micro trial is simple. Each evening, ask one binary question. Did I use the repair when I needed it? Yes or no? Track it on a single line in your notes. If yes, mark it and keep going. If no, note blocked and decide one small tweak for tomorrow. Change the phrasing. Practice a second time. Or escalate to a corrective plan if it's repeating.
Important caveat, if something keeps happening, same slip, same excuse, repair is the first step, not the whole solution. That's when you escalate. Brief corrective plan, a short conversation, and accountability from someone who can help. Don't let repair become a cover for a pattern.
Final reflection. Ask yourself quietly, where am I negotiating with myself instead of deciding? Pause. Let that question sit for a moment. If you can answer it, you now have the place to use the quiet repair and, when needed, to build a corrective plan. Hold yourself to the standard, especially when no one's watching. Strength doesn't need an audience.
If this matters to you, try one repair tonight. Run the 60-second rehearsal, mark the evening check for 7 days, and notice how small corrections keep the small cracks from getting bigger. That's real progress.